GDCRadio.com.
Live from Mattawa, your Hawks at 1-5 in league overall, in 8th place in the SCAC. They're going to be taking on 7th place Waluke at 2-5, so an opportunity to do a little bit of standing shifting here as the Hawks coming off a difficult game against Royal last night at 81-56. In this pregame, we will take a look at that Royal game and some of the actual signs of hope we have, at least offensively, that we're seeing there, and why we might actually have a crack at boosting our standings in the SCAC. Also in this pregame, we'll take a look at the SCAC standings overall, other scores in the league, and of course we'll have the starting lineups, opening tip-off, and all the action here as the boys on the road up here to Mattawa, up above Tri-Cities, up above the Hanford Plateau, trying to boost their standings a bit in the SCAC against the Waluke Warriors here from Mattawa. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Hawks coming in here at, what was it, 1-6? 1-6? 1-5 in league? Something like that. And then I'll get that specifically for you in a bit. And they're taking on 2-5 Waluke. And I'm saying 1-5 because I believe that if we win, we end up switching places with Waluke. And the Hawks coming off an 81-56 loss against Royal last night, but the Hawks making something of a game of it, at least initially in the first quarter, trailing only 17-12. The thing I want to focus on, I think that gave us some hope, is we were seeing some diversity on offense. We had Landon Decime with 12 points, had John Perks with 15 points, and Caden Kirschbaum was feeling it last night. He led all Hawks scorers with 24 points. The reality is that Grant Wardnar was simply too much for us with regards to Royal. League's leading scorer, averaging 30 points a game, put 34 up on us. So it wasn't so much that we were having some success offensively. We simply defensively were unable to keep up with Royal, but it's that offensive diversity that potentially gives some hope. Let's go ahead and take a look at the coach's notes. To quote, well, Luke brings a completely different style of basketball we've seen in the last few games. They're going to press the entire game and then go back to a 2-3 zone. Their press is a 2-2-1 press or diamond, looking to keep the ball out of the middle and up the sideline. So offensively, they live and die at the three-point line. They all can shoot. But it is Zerker and Buck that lead the league in threes, and Kobe Corrales averages 18 points. So for us, the issue is ball handling and managing the press. If you can break the press and get into the offense without turnovers, then we should be all right. Begin with a 2-3 zone with Perks in the middle and extend out the wings to cover those outside shooters. So the key is rotating out and keeping the shooters from getting clear looks and invite them to come play inside, which is apparently a weakness in their game. So we need to block out for the long rebounds. And offensively, attack inside with Perks and penetrate with Caden Kirschbaum. And we need role players to play solid defense and chip in some points. We will have an alteration in the starting lineup, and we will talk about that after we take this break. We're going to come back with the SCAC scoreboard as well as the starting lineups when we return, as the boys warming up here in Mattawa, getting ready to take on the Wallouk Warriors. Back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Let's take a look at the SCAC standings. As the boys getting ready to take the court against Wallouk, Zilla continues to hunker atop. Number one RPI in the league at 7-0, 11-0, followed by Royal and Wapato both at 5-1, then Cashmere at 4-4, Connell at 3-3, then Natchez Valley. The next opponent at home is coming Tuesday at 2-4. Then Wallouk at 2-5, College Place at 1-5. So if College Place can pull this off today up here in Mattawa, we'll end up flipping. And College Place currently in 8th place at 1-5, Wallouk in 7th. But if Coach Kurt Pumphrey's defensive plans work, game plan works, we can flip with the Warriors. And then Kai B. hauling the caboose right now in the SCAC at 0-6, 1-9. And looking at other scores, oops, I gotta update this. Looking at other scores from this week, from last night, There we go. Wapato beat Natchez Valley up the valley, 54-46. And Connell went to Benton City and beat the Bears easily, 76-50. In other action this afternoon, Omak is at Cashmere. Royal is hosting Kybee. Zilla is at Wapato. And Connell will be at Natchez Valley. And looking at next week. Nope, it's not what I want. No, they're not willing to give it to me. I'm trying to get to games to next week, but occasionally the service here is a bit questionable. Let's go ahead. Yeah, there we go. Here's this week. Now look, next week. There we have it. So on Tuesday, Royal will end up being at Riverside. Wapato will be at Connell. Also on Tuesday, College Place will be back home hosting Natchez Valley. Cashmere will be at Zilla. And this Wolute team will be in Benton City to take on Kybee. On Friday, Cashmere will be hosting Connell. Zilla will be at Royal. And that could be an interesting game. Although Royal's already lost to Zilla once, that could have some impact on standings if Royal can win at home. College Place will be on the road to Wapato next Friday. And that will be our only other game next week. Finally, Kybee will be at Natchez Valley on Friday. On Saturday, Royal will be at Chelan. Wapato is going to go to Marysville to take on Tulalip Heritage. Tulalip Heritage, a 1B school. Brewster will be at Cashmere, also in a non-league game. I believe Cashmere is playing an old rival there. And Connell will also be in a non-league game. They're going to be taking on the Granger Spartans. Once upon a time, another SCAC rival of all of ours until they ended up moving down to 2B. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups. Takes a moment. They don't actually give you a program here, so you end up having to make some adjustments. So let's see. Starting lineups for Wolute. They're going to start a junior guard at number one, Jose Acevedo. And they are going to start a senior guard at number 23, Keaton Zerker. A sophomore guard in number 24, Kobe Corrales. They're going to start a junior post at number 32, Franco Perez. And then also a junior guard at number 33, Rex Buck. For the Hawks, there's going to be a slight change in starting lineup. We're going to start the 6'2 junior guard, number 5, Caden Kirschbaum, averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds and 4 assists per game. And Caden having a good game against Royal last night. We also are going to start the 6'4 junior forward, number 2, Evan Geets. John Perks is available, but he is starting on the bench, as apparently he went for a run after the game last night, and he ended up pulling a hamstring. So we're not sure how much time we'll have with John Perks this afternoon. That could be a problem for us. We're also going to start the 5'11 senior guard in number 21, Landon Decime. The 6'1 junior forward and number 22, Kyler Creeley, and the 6'6 senior post, and improving quite a bit this year, in number 23, Ryan Gorton. So the Hawks and those Road Grays are out and ready to go. And Wolute in home whites with just some slight maroon accents will come out. And Geese is going to step in against Perez. There's the whistle, there's the ball, and it gets tipped in the backcourt, and nope. Okay, we're calling it gray ball. Not quite sure why. I think we had some type of violation. I don't know what it might be, but there it is. So Caden Kirschbaum will take it out in front of the scorer's table. And he'll think about getting it into Decime. No, instead he gets it in close to Creeley, who then feeds back to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum, dribbling a bit to the left, now drives in. He'll end up, he ends up getting tied up, and we're going to have a jump ball. So it'll end up being Wolute basketball. He ended up getting tied up by Kobe Corrales. So Rex Buckle inbound to Corrales. And Corrales gives on the right wing to, I think that's Zerker. Zerker dribbling to the top. Yeah. Then feeds to Corrales, then feeds down low to, that was Franco Perez who was able to hit it. And then we have a whistle. And we're having issues. We've been having issues with the shot clock all day long, and the ref wants to stop play because he's concerned about the far shot clock being off. And now we've also got another shot clock up on a practice hoop, and I think the ref is asking about that. And I don't think that shot clock is going to have any play whatsoever. We're simply going to have to rely upon the right end shot clock. And maybe Coach Pumphrey was actually asking about that to see if maybe we can have an alternative shot clock turned on. But, yeah. So, yeah, we're just going to be relying on the back shot clock. So, unfortunately, as we're moving from right to left, we won't have a shot clock we can look at easily. So, we're going to have folks calling it out. So, Geese will feed back to Kirschbaum after having taken the inbounds. And Caden will cross the timeline, being harassed by Kobe Corrales. Now he ends up driving left, almost loses the handle on his dribble. He'll now feed to Decime. Decime, with Acevedo on him, has it batted away, and we're going to feed. Who is that? That's going to be Corrales coming down the right wing, and he easily goes and lays it up and in, and it's quickly 4-0. And then Kirschbaum, getting harassed in the backcourt, managed to get to Creeley, to Gorton, to Geese. And now Evan's going to take it across the timeline. He then drives into the key. He puts up a running shot. Ends up being no good off the front of the rim. And Zerker will come down with the rebound. Then go up court to Buck. Buck to 1, 2, 24. That ends up being no good. But Keaton Zerker is there for the offensive rebound and fly putback. 6-0 Waluke early. 6:24 to go in the first. And we have a press. Ends up getting stripped, but Kirschbaum comes up with it. Now we had a 3-on-1 break, but now he's got to pull up. Kirschbaum dribbling in. Now turnaround step back from 18 off the front of the rim. No good. And Buck? No, sorry. That's Corrales comes down with the rebound. He'll feed Acevedo on the right wing. He'll pull up from about 12 off the side of the rim. No good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Decime. 5:59 to go in the first. We trail 6-0 as Geese drives in, and we're going to have a foul. Got a pushing foul, I believe, on Buck. Yep, Buck will pick up his first personal. So Geese will take it out baseline. And now Evan slaps the ball, and we're ready to go. He'll feed to Kirschbaum on the left wing. He turns around on Buck, drives in, and his bank shot is too strong. We're going to call blocking foul, I believe, on Franco Perez. Yep. Perez will pick up his first personal, and that'll send Caden Kirschbaum to the line. First trip to the charity stripe for either team. Hawks trail 6-0. 5:48 to go in the first, and Kirschbaum wheels the first one in and out, no good. Judah Breithaupt checking in, and he'll spell Kyler Creeley. Kirschbaum's second free throw, swirls in and out, no good. Perez comes down with a rebound. He'll feed Corrales. Corrales working on the right wing and almost tosses it away. Zerker ends up picking it up, has it poked away by Landon Decime. Zerker gathers it back in. Now to Acevedo. Now to Corrales, turns around, pulls up from 12, barely off the front of the rim, and Kirschbaum will chase down the long rebound. Caden driving down. Still maintaining his dribble, now slices through a double team, slices into the key and scoops it home with an underhanded shot. Makes his own offense. This Caden Kirschbaum, and the goose eggs wiped away. 6-2 Waluke, 5:11 to go in the first. Corrales dribbling at the top. Now to Zerker, deep on the right wing. Now to Buck at the top. Buck, one step. Oh, now to Corrales for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Scramble for the rebound. They're going to say off of Acevedo. 4:57 to go in the first quarter. Hawks trail 6-2, dealing with a press. Get it in low to Decime. He'll end up cross-court to Geese. Geese still dealing with the press, coming up the court. Slices through everybody. Now we've got a 3-on-1 fast break, and Breithaupt is going to go up. His shot is no good. Tip rebound. We have a whistle, a foul.
Foul on Ryan Gorton, I guess. Yes, it must be. So Buck will inbound to Corrales. And Corrales will walk it up. The Hawks are leaving the backcourt alone. Oh, their defense is going to be in the forecourt as Acevedo has the ball deep on the right wing. Now to Buck at the top. Swinger onto Corrales on the left. Now down low to Acevedo. Dribbles in. Now he's got to pull back out. Now to Buck. Buck now dribbling in. Goes left lane. His lane is no good. Long rebound going to be brought down by Acevedo. He then drives baseline and is able to bank it home. Acevedo with his first bucket of the game. And it's 8-2. And then we throw the ball away. I don't know what Geese was thinking, but we threw it to the invisible man. Can't afford that turnover. As Buck will take it out far sideline. To Zerker for three. And that in the corner. That is no good. And Creeley will come down with a rebound to Geese. Long up court pass to Decime. Shot ends up being no good. Creeley will come down with a long rebound. No, it ends, sorry, it ends up going on the deck as Breithaupt and Buck tie up with it. And we got a jump ball with a possession of favoring the Hawks. So we're going to have a timeout on the floor. With 3:54 to go in the first. Hawks trailing 8-2 back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Hear a device on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
3:54 to go in the first. Hawks trail 8-2. We are missing John Perks. He's on the bench, and he's in uniform, but he hasn't taken his warm-ups off because he pulled a hamstring last night, went out on a run. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline with 26 on the shot clock to Breithaupt, swinging around to Geese. Now to Kirschbaum in the left corner, who immediately gets trapped. Now he drives baseline and manages to elude the defense. Drives down left block and lays it up and in, making it 8-4. As Corrales will walk it up. Now he'll feed to Buck. Now swing to Zerker in the right corner. He's now dribbling to the top. Now pull out to Acevedo. Acevedo cheating to the right wing. Now wants to drive past Breithaupt. Goes into the key. Ah, they got him to travel. Kirschbaum and Breithaupt got Acevedo to turn the ball over as Carlos Zamora will check in. And he will spell Franco Perez and will give up the press. Instead, they're going to do a forecourt defense where Corrales comes up early to meet Kirschbaum. As Kirschbaum wanting to dribble in, instead he'll hand off to Geese, drives into the key, feeds back to Kirschbaum in the corner. Kirschbaum shaking and baking, now facing a double team, gets tied up, gets the ball, slices in, somehow manages to get a bank shot off, doesn't quite drop, and Buck will come down with the rebound. He'll then feed Zerker coming up the right wing. Zerker feeding to Acevedo in the corner, back to Zerker, NBA three, off the back of the rim, no good. Corrales will come down with a long rebound, feed to Buck on the right wing. Buck, now down low to Corrales, can't handle the pass. Warriors turn the ball over. Ryan Gorton to check back in. He'll spell Judah Breithaupt. And Ethan Marino to check in for the Warriors. He will spell Rex Buck. Kirschbaum will walk it up. 2:35 to go in the first. We trail 8-4. Don't have the services of John Perks as we end up miscommunicating between Kirschbaum and Creeley, and we turn the ball over, which we cannot afford to do. So Acevedo will inbound to Corrales. Corrales to, that was Zamora. Now to Acevedo on the left wing. Then in the corner to Corrales. He ends up driving baseline and is easily able to lay it up and in. Corrales now with 4 points, making it 10-4. As Decime bring it across the timeline. This is the second time we've tried to feed Creeley and we turn the ball over.
I don't know what's going on, but we're not taking good care of the basketball, which we need to do. As Corrales will take it out in the corner, and he'll feed to Acevedo. Acevedo slowly walking it up, cheating towards the right. Now almost in the right corner, still maintaining his dribble. He'll end up going cross-court to Zamora. Kick out then to Acevedo, drives in. Feed to Zamora to Zerker for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. And Creeley will come down with the rebound. He'll feed to Geese. Geese coming up the right wing, stutter-stepping with Zamora coming out on him. Gorton has the ball now on the left wing. Wanted to feed Geese, driving in. Instead, tipped to Kirschbaum, who drives down the right block and lays it up and in. Making it 10-6, Waluke. All the points coming from Caden Kirschbaum. As Zamora turns around from about 12 feet in the key, and I'm more like 6 feet in the key, and gets a bucket. It's Zamora's 11, not 12. As Kirschbaum, with the Hawks trailing 12-6, feeds to Decime. Feed back to Kirschbaum at the top. Kirschbaum, step back three, didn't quite have the legs on it, but Gorton will come down with a rebound. His bank shot swirls in and out, no good. And then we got a foul in trying to get the rebound. That foul is going to be on Ryan Gorton. That'll be his second personal. Judah Breithaupt to check in for the Hawks. As will Rafael Rodriguez and Franco Perez for Waluke. 49 seconds to go in the first. Hawks being doubled up, 12-6. Corrales will walk it up. He'll feed to Zamora. Swing around now in the corner to Corrales. Corrales back to Rodriguez, to Zamora, to Acevedo, to Rodriguez. Rodriguez stepped back from about 18 and hits. Carlos Zamora. That was not Rodriguez. Zamora with his second bucket, making it 14-6, Waluke. And Kirschbaum shaking and baking, now wanting to drive in. Lost a handle on his dribble, but they're going to say he got fouled, so he'll be on the floor. And that foul is on Zamora. That'll be his first personal. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. Goes long to Creeley at the top of the arc. Kyler dribbling around, now feed to Decime. Dribbling around to the top. Wants to drive into the key. Left-handed scoop shot and lays it up and in. Landon Decime with his first bucket of the game, making it 14-8. Quickly down the court comes Moreno for a long three. That shot ends up being no good. Rebound, Franco Perez, but they can't get another shot off, and the first quarter comes to an end with the Hawks trailing Waluke up here in Mattawa, 14-8. Back with the second. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Start of the second, Hawks trail 14-8, and we appear to be short of the services of John Perks, who pulled a hamstring last night while running after the Royal game. Creeley has the ball to Decime at the top. Decime wants to dribble in, does get off that scoop shot, swirls in and out, no good, and Corrales comes down with a rebound, goes up court to Zamora. Zamora now across to Zerker on the right wing for three, swirls in and out, no good. Perez comes down with the rebound, then feeds to, that was Corrales for three. Then the ball ends up getting lost out of bounds. Had three people fighting for the rebound. They're going to say it's off College Place. So Buck will take it out baseline. Buck to Zerker for three and manages to hit that one. Zerker with the first Hank Warden Edward Jones three of the game as Geese coming up the court ends up getting fouled. And they're going to say that foul's on Corrales. That'll be his first personal. So Kirschbaum will take it out between the bench and the scoreboard. Feed to Geese. Geese coming back and forth and loses the ball to Corrales with Kirschbaum in pursuit, but Corrales is easily going to lay it up and in. And it is 19-8 Waluke, and we're pressing. And we almost lose the ball in the backcourt, but Corrales slaps it out of bounds, so it'll still be Hawk basketball with 27 on the shot clock. You're having shot clock issues. There's a sideline shot clock that's not related to the game. It shows 72 seconds on it. As Decime is going to get called for a try. Yeah, you took way too many steps before you started your dribble. So now the press is giving us problems. And Kurt Pumphrey with his hands on his hips, a little frustrated. As Buck will take it out baseline. Feed to Zerker in the left corner. Now Corrales swinging around to Zamora on the right. Now to Buck at the top. Now left wing Zerker for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And Geese was in position for the rebound. And going up court to Kirschbaum, who will cross the timeline. Shaking and baking past Buck. Driving into the key. Still maintaining his dribble. Slices through two. Gets a shot off the rim. No good. Corrales gets the rebound. Long throw to Zamora. Drives past Decime, pulls up for about eight. Ball gets blocked out of bounds, but they're going to say there was a foul. And they're going to say that foul's on Landon Decime. So that will send Zamora to the line for two. This is the first trip to the charity stripe for the Warriors. Hawks are 0 for 2. Zamora, little hunker, and then puts it off the back of the rim. No good. And we got a sub. I cannot see who, but he's not going to come in unless Zamora makes this. That is Acevedo. And Zamora's shot again is no good. And outlet pass ends up getting stolen by Buck, who then feeds Zerker for a deep three that ends up hitting not even rim. As Kirschbaum will take the rebound. He'll come driving in, slicing through, and can't make the shot. Puts it off the back of the rim. Buck will come down with the rebound. Feeds Corrales, driving down the right wing. Gets cut off by Breithaupt, but all the same, Corrales manages to bank it home. Corrales now with 8 points, and it's 21-8. Hawks having trouble with the press. We managed to get it up to Kirschbaum, to Geese, to Creeley in the corner, back to Geese. Geese trying to spin in. They're going to say he ended up getting fouled by Zamora. Zamora will pick up his second personal. Gorton to check in for the Hawks, as will Acevedo and Ethan Moreno for the Warriors. Zamora and Zerker will go to the bench for Waluke. So Geese will take it out baseline. Get down low to Breithaupt. Oh, his lay-in isn't strong enough. But then he got his own rebound and went up, and they're going to say he got fouled by Ethan Moreno. So Judah Breithaupt will go to the line for two. Trying to get a point here in the second quarter. And his first free throw is off the front of the rim. No good. And now the ref blowing his whistle and pointing to the foul line. Is he advising people of lane violations? He's pointing to the middle of the key. I can't. First, I thought maybe there was some water on the court. Breithaupt's second free throw is good. 21-9. As then coming up the court, the Warriors turn the ball over. Decime go cross court to Breithaupt. Breithaupt pulling up on the right wing. He'll now hand off to Evan Geese. And he's pulling up almost to the corner. Now feed to Kirschbaum. Now down low to Gorton. It's going to be tipped and stolen by Corrales. Then goes up court to Acevedo. Wants to drive past Decime. Does dribble around him. Gets the shot off. No good. Then rebound Moreno. That shot is no good. And then Waluke tips the ball out of bounds. We'll get the ball back. But we trail by 12, 21-9. We're suffering without the services of John Perks as Kirschbaum coming up the right wing. He got a foul away from the ball. I think he got a charge on Ryan Gorton. Do I have that right? Yeah, Gorton will pick up his third personal. So Kyler Creeley will check in for Gorton. So Buckle inbound to Corrales. 5:12 to go in the half. Hawks fell 21-9. Trying to switch places with Waluke, but not going well here in the first half. As Buck feeds to Acevedo on the right wing for three, and he hits it. Acevedo with a Hank Warden Edward Jones three. Hawks trail 24-9. Now Geese is in trouble down low. Ends up going long to Creeley. Manages to get it in. Now up court to Decimate. 3-on-2 fast break. Decimate dribbling it. Lost a handle on his dribble. Picked up by Corrales. Turn the ball over again. Going to feed Zamora. No, not Zamora. That was Moreno in transition. Goes down the right lane and lays it up and in. Pardon me. 26-9 as Geese goes up court to Creeley. 2-on-1 fast break. Feeds down to Breithop. Goes up and banks it home. 2 to Breithop. Brought to you by Kyler Creeley. But it's 26-11 Waluke. This Buck feeds to Corrales on the right wing with Geese coming up on him. Now swinger on to Buck on the left wing. Buck will pull up for an NBA three. Swirls in and out, no good. Geese comes down with a rebound, has to go out of bounds to get it. Will feed Decime, and then he ended up getting fouled by Acevedo. Acevedo will pick up his first personal. And we've got Rafael Rodriguez and Keaton Zerker checking back in for Waluke. As Decime takes the inbound, will go cross-court to Geese. Geese now up court to Kirschbaum, driving against Buck, crosses the timeline. Yeah, still dribbling on Buck, cheating on the left wing, dribbles into the key. And he's, oh man, he had Judah Breithop down low, and he didn't see it, and instead we turn the ball over. It's going to be picked up by Acevedo coming up the court. He wants to drive into the key. He's got to pull back out. Now going to feed to Zerker at the top. Zerker pulling up for an NBA three. Barely off the front of the rim. No good. Kirschbaum can't handle the rebound. Going to be picked up by Zamora. Now picked up by Buck for an NBA three. That also is no good. Problem is we can't really get tracking on offense. We're trailing 26-11. Hand off to Decime. Drives into the key. Puts up a running shot. Banks at home from about 12 feet. Does land in Decime. Getting his second bucket of the game. Making 26-13. As that's not Zamora, that's Rodriguez to Buck on the right wing. Buck now driving to the top to Acevedo on the left wing. He doesn't shoot threes. To Zerker on the left wing. Drives in, pulls up from about 16. Barely off the front of the rim. And Creeley will come down with a rebound. And Waluke doesn't have good touch from mid-range as Breithop gets the ball in the corner. Pulls up for three off the side of the rim. No good. Creeley, however, will come down with a rebound. That putback is no good, and Buck will come down with the rebound. He'll then go up court to Zerker. Zerker, feed back to Buck, crosses the timeline. Buck now to Zerker in the right corner. To Acevedo, to Buck, swing around to, that is Moreno? No, Rodriguez for three. That shot is no good. Rebound to Evan Geese. We're going to have a bunch of different Warriors coming in here in a minute. We got a timeout with 2:15 to go in the half, and the Hawks trail. They're doubled up, 26-13. To Waluke up here in Mattawa. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Hawks trail 26-13, and we're unable to get the ball down low, lacking John Burks. Decime has the ball in the corner. Now he's going to get trapped by two, and we got a jump ball.
Yep.
Getting tied up by Buck and Zamora, and the possession arrow favoring Waluke. And we're drying the basketball off. So Buck will feed to Corrales, and Corrales will walk it up across the timeline. Corrales now dribbling to the left, giving the corner to Zerker for three off the front of the rim. No good. Tip rebound going to be chased down by Zamora to Buck. Swing around to Zerker. Kick down low to Corrales. Pulls up from about 12. That's an air ball. And Geese will just gather that in. They have no mid-range capacity, do the Warriors. They're either up close or they're from far out. Got no touch in the middle as Geese dribbling on the right wing. Go cross court to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum, step back three. Got partially blocked. Ooh, they're going to call Buck for a three-point foul. Yes. Buck picks up his second personal, and Caden Kirschbaum will go to the line for three. Hawks are 1-for-4 from the line tonight. Caden Kirschbaum's 0 for 2. And now I'll make that 1 for 3. 26-14, while Luke 126 to go on the half. One dribble. Swirl in and out, no good. Two dribbles this time. And that one drops home. 26-15, no touch, quickly get the ball up to Zamora in the corner, then quickly ties back out, tried to feed Zerker, and it just went straight through Zerker's hands. Waluke turns the ball over. So Evan Geese will bring it up, feed on the left wing to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum dribbling back and forth, cross court to Decime, NBA 3, off the back of the rim, no good. And they're going to call Caden Kirschbaum for a foul on Perez. Caden Kirschbaum picks up his first personal. He ended up knocking into Perez as Perez was coming down with a rebound. So Corrales will walk it up, and coming up on 60 seconds to go in the half. To Zamora, turn around, drive in to Buck, swing around to Zerker. In the corner to Corrales for a left wing three. And Corrales gets his first Hank Ward and Edward Jones three of the game. Making it, should be 29-15. As Decime has the ball on the right wing. He'll cross over to Kirschbaum for a left wing three off the back of the rim. No good. Zerker will come down with a rebound. Zerker. They're still saying it's 26-15. Well, I'll go with it. As Perez kicks back out to Zamora. Now to Zerker in the corner. Can't get the three off. Feed to Buck at the top. Now swing around to Corrales. Corrales cross court to Zamora. Feed to Zerker. Now drives baseline, and he can't get the bank shot home, but he did draw the foul. Now the scoreboard shows 29-15 as a foul is going to be called on Landon Decime. And Keaton Zerker will go to the line for two. The Warriors are 0 for 2 thus far. 14 seconds to go on the half. Hawks trail 29-15. Zerker hits the first. And now we're having words with Evan Geese about something regarding the key. Nope, we just got a little perspiration on the keys, so we want to try and dry things off. And threw the towel to the ref, but it ended up going to Evan Geese, and Evan obliges by wiping things down. Now finally give the ball back to Zerker. And the Hawks have been doubled up here 30-15. 14 seconds to go in the first half. Zerker's second free throw is also good. Zerker now with 7 points. Coming up under 10 seconds. Caden crosses the timeline.
Dribbles towards the top. 3 seconds. Still getting harassed. 2 seconds. Got to get off a desperation heave. That ends up being no good. And the first half comes to an end. And it has pretty much been all Wallouk. Reasons why we'll get to in a bit. They lead at halftime. 31-15. We'll be back with the scoring summary and a first half breakdown when we return to Mattawa. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
3 out of 4 people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy, but don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live in Mattawa at halftime, the Hawks trail Wallouk 31-15, and we were hoping to get to a position where we might be able to switch places with Wallouk in league standing. Wallouk a half game ahead of us, 2-5, and we're at 1-5. The problem is we do not have the services of John Perks, who figured fairly prominently in Coach Pumphrey's game plan, but we're unable really to get the ball down low, and Perks has been becoming increasingly efficient at that, but Big Red pulled a hamstring last night, apparently going for a cool-down run after the Royal game. And so while he is here and he is suited up, he's not taking his warm-ups off, and we have not had use of him. And as a result, our offense has struggled. Let's go ahead and do an unofficial scoring summary. For the host Wallouk Warriors, Franco Perez with 2 points, Ethan Moreno with 2 points, Carlos Zamora with 4 points, Jose Acevedo with 5 points, Keaton Zerker with 7 points, and Kobe Corrales leading all scorers on the court with 11 points. For the Hawks, well, again, we're somewhat limited with the lack of John Perks being available, so our offense isn't as efficient as it might be. Judah Breithaupt with 3 points, Landon Decime with 4 points, and Caden Kirschbaum leading all Hawks scorers with 8 points. Been Kirschbaum primarily getting those points in one-on-one isolation plays, whereas ideally what we want to do is we do want Kirschbaum running isolation. We also want some rotation and getting some threes off, again, usually starting Caden Kirschbaum. Then the other thing we want to do is we want to get the ball down low to John Perks, and he can, if he gets it within the lower two-thirds of the key or in that neighborhood, more often than not he's able to finish, but with him being unavailable, our offense becomes, let's just say, much less diversified, like what we saw against Royal last night. If we had run the offense we ran against Royal last night, I believe the game here would look quite a bit different. And fortunately, it could be worse, and Wallouk lives and dies by the three. They have three of them, all in the second quarter. They were ice cold from three in the first quarter. The problem is that Zamora gets two buckets down low. Corrales gets two buckets down low. Acevedo. Zerker and Perez all get easy buckets down low. So if we tighten things up substantially defensively and start to get some creation, or maybe perhaps getting the ball down low via Geese, who tends not to like to play down low, or Gorton down low, we may yet be able to play our way back into this game. But if the first half is any indication, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to steal another league win from Waluke here. But we do still have another half to play, although we are at halftime, trailing 31-15. We'll be back with the SCAC scoreboard here at halftime from Mattawa. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Cats are known as finicky.
Can you take
eaters,
two and a half this time,
please? The environment can affect a cat's eating habits.
Avoid yeah, thank
your
you.
Cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy to good. Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at Mattawa, the boys coming out warming up to start the second half. The Hawks trail Waluke 31-15. Let's take a look at the SCAC standings. Zilla, number one RPI, 7-0, 11-0, all on their own in first place in the SCAC, followed by Royal and Wapato at 6-1. We'll be facing Wapato next Friday on the road at their place, as we're going to start our second trip through the league next week. Connell falls in fourth place at 4-3, then Cashmere at 4-4, then this Waluke team and Natchez Valley both at 2-5, then follows College Place, wait a minute, yep, at 1-6. There we go. I did have that right. So we actually would have played our way into a tie with Natchez Valley. And then Kai B follows up. They're hauling the caboose at 0-7. In taking a look at other scores from this week, last night, Wapato beat Natchez Valley. In Natchez Valley, 54-46, and Connell beat up on Kai B in Benton City, 76-50. This afternoon, this evening, OMAC is at Cashmere. And we actually have a final already from Royal. Good Lord. Royal 90, Kybee 42. And Zilla is at Wapato as we speak, and Natchez Valley is hosting Connell next week. Just got to hit the right button here. Royal will be at Riverside on Tuesday. Connell will be hosting Wapato. As mentioned earlier, Natchez Valley will be at College Place. Cashmere will be at Zilla, and Waluk will be on the road to Benton City to take on Kybee. Friday, Connell will be at Cashmere. Zilla will be at Royal. And we will be up in Wapato with a 7:15 tip-off, and Kybee will be at Natchez Valley. On Saturday, we'll have the day off. Royal will be at Chelan. Tulalip Heritage, of all people, will be hosting Wapato. Brewster will be at Cashmere, and Connell will be at Granger. And Kirschbaum has the ball to start the third quarter, moving from left to right. Hands off on the left to Evan Geese and loses the handle on his dribble. It's going to be picked up by Corrales. Gets behind everybody, and he's going to coast down and lay it up and in. An inauspicious start to the third quarter as we trail 33-15. Kirschbaum working up against Corrales. Crosses the timeline. He'll hand off to Decime. Decime, oh, no. They're going to call a charge on Ryan Gorton, and Gorton flattened Corrales. And I'll tell you what, Gorton walked away in such a way as to make it sound like he was trying to teach Corrales a lesson. I don't know what that lesson might have been. Well, never mind. I know what the lesson was. I'm just not sure why the lesson was needed. As Corrales hands off to Buck deep on the right wing, he'll hand back off to Acevedo. Corrales swing around to Zerker. Zerker dribbling into the corner, pulls up for three off the back of the rim, no good, and Kirschbaum will come down with the rebound. And Kirschbaum, he'll feed back to Geese, then hand off to Decime. Decime, shaking and baking, feeds, wanted to feed Creeley down low, and instead Perez steps into the passing lane, who then feeds Buck in transition, who gets behind everybody and lays it up and in. Buck with his first bucket of the game. 35-15, Waluk. We continue to have trouble offensively, and Kurt Pumphrey wants to talk things over. As you trail 35-15, 6:48 to go in the third. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
After the timeout, they got the ball down low to Evan Geese. His shot was no good. Got his own rebound. That putback was no good, but he got fouled. So he goes to the line for two and sinks the first. Two quick dribbles, and he swirls the second one home. Evan Geese, two for two, but it's 35-17, Waluk. 6:36 to go in the third quarter. Buck has the ball way up top. And he'll swing around to Acevedo. Now to Zerker in the corner. Zerker now dribble up the top. Feed back to Acevedo, center circle. Give to Corrales on the left wing. Corrales driving into the key. Pulling up from about 16 and swirls it home. Corrales with his second bucket of the third quarter. Judah Breithop and Sean Thorpe getting ready to check in. Geese feeds to Kirschbaum on the right wing to Creeley in the key. Nice move to the bucket. Slices through two and manages to lay it up home. Does Kyler Creeley getting his first bucket of the game. But it's 37-19. Corrales to Buck deep on the left wing to Acevedo. Acevedo now to Zerker in the corner. Swinging back around to Corrales. Corrales with Decime coming out on him. Now wants to drive in, puts up a running shot from about 12 feet, no good. Gets his own rebound, has it stripped. Kirschbaum's going to end up with it. He's moving down in transition. Puts up a right-handed scoop shot. No good. But Creeley doesn't quite come down with a rebound. So here come Breithaupt and Sean Thorpe. And they'll spell Ryan Gorton. And it must have been Kyler Creeley also went to the bench. So Acevedo will take the ball from Corrales. And dribbling around to the top, feed to Corrales in the right corner for three. That is off the rim, no good. And they're going to say the rebound's off Judah Breithaupt. So Buck will take it out baseline. Buck, download Acevedo, feed to Zerker in the corner for three. Swirls in and out, no good. And Geese will come down with the rebound. He'll feed to Kirschbaum. Caden coming up, feeding to Geese on the left wing. Dribbles into the key. Now pushes in. Now pulls up from about 12 and drops it home off the back of the rim. Evan Geese making his own offense. Making it 37-21. Acevedo with the ball on the right wing. Now dribbles into the key. Now pulls back. Feeds to Perez. Pass gets tipped. Buck still gathers it back in. Buck dribbling now to Zerker for an NBA three. That's way long, and Sean Thorpe gets a self-defense rebound. Kirschbaum bounces up court to Decime. Decime to a driving Geese, has to pull back out, backs down against Buck, has the ball stripped by Perez, who will then feed Zerker coming down the left wing. Zerker down to Corrales, pulls up in the corner to Zerker, to Buck at the top for an NBA three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound, tracked down by Acevedo, who then gets fouled by Evan Geese. And we're going to have Moreno and Zamora checking in, as well as Kyler Creeley. And we're going to have a timeout. Waluk leading 37-21 with 4 minutes to go in the third. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
4:02 to go in the third. Hawks trail 37-21. And our offense struggling some without the services of John Perks. Corrales to Zamora to Buck deep on the left wing. He'll step back for that three off the back of the rim. No good. Geese has the rebound stolen from him by Perez, but then Perez goes up. That shot ends up being no good. They're going to say he got fouled by Evan Geese. So Geese will pick up his second personal. And that'll put Perez to the line for two. Perez with 2 points in the first quarter. The Warriors are 2-for-4 from the line for the game. Make that 3-for-5. Make it 38-21. Judah Breithaupt will check in and spell Sean Thorpe. Perez, a fair bit of deliberation, sinks the second. Decime, cross court to Geese, trying to break the press. Now they cross the timeline, feed to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum dribbling on the left, shaking and baking, slices into the key. Right-handed scoop shot is no good. And we got a foul on the floor. Oh, boy. I think Perez might have been stepped on. And to boot, he's being called for a foul. But Perez is up and looking all right, so Creeley has the ball on the right wing. Feed to Kirschbaum. Drives into the key. Contested shot might have been partially blocked. Creeley, however, comes down with the rebound. And he pushes into the key and drops it. Creeley now with 4 points. 39-23 as Zamora gets tied up. He has to feed to Buck. Buck will feed back to Zamora. Zamora will dribble back out to the top. Zamora bounce pass to Corrales. Now to, that was Moreno, drives baseline. Has to kick back out to Corrales for a left corner three. That shot is no good. And Kirschbaum will come down with a long rebound. And Kirschbaum slices through a double team, turns around, pulls up for three and got fouled. Are they going to give him three? I think they are. So that foul's going to be on Zamora. That'll be his third personal. Now they're saying the foul's on the floor. As Zerker will check in and spell Rex Buck for Waluke. And Perez will also go to the bench. So I don't know who checked in for Buck. That might have been Rafael Rodriguez. As Kirschbaum shakes and bakes, drives down the left lane. Oh, shot swirls in and out, no good. But guess who's there for the offensive rebound and putback? And now we're getting some presence down low from Kyler Creeley. Cut the lead to 14 at 39-25 as Corrales at the top drives into the key, pulls up from about 13. Got nothing but net. The problem is it was on the wrong side of the rim. And Geese will pull down the loose air ball. The feed to Kirschbaum in the backcourt. And Caden will come up, lose the handle on his dribble. Now it's going to be picked up by Decime. Decime shaking and baking, drives into the key, has it flat out stolen by Zamora. Just when you thought you might be making a little bit of progress, get pilfered. As Zerker to Acevedo in the corner, to Zamora, to Moreno, to Zerker for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Kirschbaum will chase down the rebound. He'll then go up court to Decime. Decime down to driving Geese, who can't lay it in. Man, you got that look. You got to finish it. As Corrales comes down, feeds a driving Moreno, goes up against Decime. And they're going to call Decime for a pushing foul. I don't know about that one. They're calling the foul on Evan Geese? Are you? No, they did call it on Decime. Thank you very much. Okay. And they're saying that foul's on the floor as Buck will check in for Corrales, and Buck will inbounds. He goes long to Zerker. Zerker on the right wing to Buck. Now to Acevedo, drives into the key. He's got to kick back out to Moreno, feeds him in the corner. That ends up being an air ball, and Creeley can't handle the rebound, loses it out of bounds. Ryan Gorton will be riding with four fouls. We'll spell Kyler Creeley. As Buck will take it out baseline. He'll feed to Zerker deep on the right wing. Now to Buck in the corner. Buck dribbling in. Oh, cross stolen by Decime. Goes behind his back and then gets stolen from behind. Now the ball's on the deck. Who the heck wants it? It's going to end up being Rodriguez coming up with it. He'll then feed back to Buck. Buck to Acevedo for three. That's his first attempt. No, I take that back. That's his second. And he hits his second. Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. And we're under 60 seconds to go here in the third as Kirschbaum shaking and begging. Dribbling into the feeds. Gorton down low, but his lay-in isn't strong enough. And Rodriguez will come down with the rebound feed. Zerker in transition coming down. His lay-in is no good. Geese will come down with the rebound feed back to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum quickly running the other way. Stopping, now pulling up, and we're going to have a blocking foul. Might be going to the line. Foul on Rodriguez. No, it's a fourth team foul. So Sean Thorpe will check in and spell Evan Geese, I guess. Yes. Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. Caden to Decime in the corner. Bounce pass down low to Kirschbaum. Got to dribble around to get it. Ends up having it stolen by Buck. And then coming up the court, they're going to call a foul on Kirschbaum. So that foul is on Caden Kirschbaum. That'll be his second. And Rex Buck will go to the line for two. The Warriors are 4-for-6 so far this game. And they lead the Hawks 42-25. Buck's first free throw is good. Made five of their last five. Buck's second free throw is also good. 32 seconds to go in the third. We trail 44-25. Kirschbaum slicing through a double team. Still maintaining his dribble. Dribbles into the key. Kicks out to Decime. He'll pull up for an NBA three off the back of the rim. No good. And Gorton got his feet cut out from underneath him. I think they're going to call a foul on Waluk. Yeah, they're going to call that foul on Moreno. So that will put Ryan Gorton to the line. Hawks are, what, 4 for 8? Do I have that right? 5 for 10 so far. And Gorton, nothing but net. It's his first, making it 44-26 with 18 seconds to go in the third. Gorton, two quick dribbles, puts that one off the front of the rim, no good. But Thorpe skies for the rebound. He'll feed back to Breithaupt. Now to Kirschbaum with 14 seconds to go. Step back three, swirls in and out, no good. As Rodriguez will come down with a rebound, then feed Acevedo coming down the left wing. Lay-in is no good. 3 seconds to go. Buck with the rebound. Feeds Rodriguez for a left-wing three that ends up dropping no good. And the third quarter comes to an end. With the Hawks still trailing here, 44-26 with the fourth quarter coming up. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Waluk has the lead to open the fourth quarter at 44-26, and they have the ball as Corrales will inbound to Acevedo to Buck on the left wing. Buck looking for something to open up down low, feeds to Corrales, then wanted to feed Zerker in the corner, and that was just a bad pass. Warriors throw the ball away. So Decime will take the inbound. And he gives to Caden Kirschbaum. And now to Decime, deep on the right wing. Cross court to Breithaupt in the corner. Now cross court back to Decime. He'll pull up for three. That ends up being way long. Gorton almost comes down with the rebound, but instead Corrales ends up with it. He'll feed Zerker in transition. He now ends up driving baseline and banks it home on the right block. This is Keaton Zerker. His first bucket of the second half, making it a 20-point Waluk lead. Kirschbaum on the left wing. Cross court to Evan Geese. Geese. And we got a whistle away from the ball. Foul on Perez, I think. Yeah, foul away from the ball on Franco Perez. That'll be his third personal. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline, feed to Geese in the corner with Zerker coming on to him. Now Evan drives into the key, feeds back out to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum driving into the key, lost the handle on his dribble, ends up going on the deck, and we're going to have a jump ball. Yes. That will be College Spice Basketball with 21 seconds on the shot clock, 6:50 on the game clock. And waiting for Kirschbaum to get his shoe put together. There we go. Now we're ready to go. Caden will slap the ball, and we'll move around. And, oh, pass ends up getting tipped. Evan Geese still almost one touches it into the bucket. We end up getting a loose ball. His Kirschbaum gets tied up in the corner. Now feeds out to Breithop on the left wing. Judah, one dribble. Oh, now he's in trouble. He puts up a running shot. No good. Gets his own rebound, then kicks it out to Decime, who then got fouled on the floor. And that foul is going to be on Corrales. That'll be his second personal. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline again. He'll kick out to Breithop. Ball got tipped and stolen by Corrales. Corrales coming down the right wing, then feeds Zerker, who got, I was going to say, he had to have been fouled by Decime. Yeah, so Zerker's going to go to the line. Yeah, and just letting the other ref call the foul. Decime will pick up his fourth personal, and Zerker will go to the line for two. He is 2 for 2 from the first half. Kyler Creeley going to check back in. Zerker hits that one. So Creeley and Brody Smith will check in and spell Judah Breithop and Ryan Gorton. Gorton was out there riding with four fouls. Now they'll give the ball to Zerker, and his second free throw on its way off the back of the rim, no good. And Creeley will sky for the rebound. He'll feed Caden Kirschbaum. Cross court to Evan Geese. Now back to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum in the corner to Decime. Pull up for three off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound's going to be lost out of bounds off Zerker. Yeah. As Geese got in the way of Zerker's feed on the ball. So Kirschbaum, long Devin Geese, stolen by Corrales, coming down the right wing, lays it up and in. Corrales gives him a 13-point lead at 49-26. Kirschbaum with the ball on the left wing, cross court to Geese, passes too high, and Evan has to go out of bounds to get it. And he ends up almost wiping out our scorekeeper. He... He hit the scorer's table. He landed on our scorekeeper and almost upended her. And she's laughing. She's fine. And Keith gives her a hand back. I'm glad she's all right. As Acevedo will take it across the timeline, give on the right wing to Corrales. Now back to Acevedo. Now left wing Buck. Buck down low to Corrales. Feeds up to Zerker. Back to Buck. Buck now dribbling at the top to Acevedo on the right wing. Shaking and baking. Now he'll cross out to Zerker, wants to drive baseline, and it gets cut off by Smith and Geese. Feeds to Buck. Buck wants to drive in, feed to Acevedo, fakes the three. Kicks back to Zerker, three on the shot clock. And finally, Corrales is going to pull up for three as the clock expires. Got the shot off, the rim no good, and Geese will come down with a rebound to feed to Decime. Ryan Gorton to check back in for the Hawks. Brody Smith has the ball at the top of the key. And he'll then feed back out to Kirschbaum for an NBA three off the back of the rim. No good. But Creeley will come down with the rebound and then get fouled by Zerker. Zerker will pick up his second personal. And Gorton will check in and spell Landon Decime. Also checking in now is going to be Carlos Zamora. And he'll spell Acevedo for Waluk. 5 minutes to go in the game. Hawks trail by 23. 49-26. Geese to Creeley. Creeley then just drives straight in. His bank shot is too strong, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Zamora, I believe. No. They're calling that foul. I beg your pardon. Sanchez Barajas had checked in, and I had not counted that. And that foul is going to be on him as Kyler Creeley. First shot rims in and out, finally drops away, no good. Creeley with 6 points, all in the third quarter, making his presence known down low. Second free throw also rims in and out, no good, and Buck will be positioned for the rebound. He'll then feed Acevedo. Comes screaming down, now pulls back up, feeds Buck. Now to Corrales, step back from about 14 feet, Corrales hits. Finding Corrales' mid-range jump is either on or totally off. And Waluke leads by 25 as Creeley to Kirschbaum. To Geese, then drives in, lost the handle on his dribble, but then lost out of bounds by Zamora. Gets a break there, 16 on the shot clock. 4:28 on the game clock. Feed to Brody Smith, back down to Geese. Geese now walk it back out, got lazy with it. Corrales tips it, but then going up the court, Acevedo has it tipped, gathers it back in. Now ends up going on the deck. Yeah, he traveled. He ended up just falling down, and the ball moved too far. Landed decimated, check back in. He'll spell Evan Geese. So Smith will inbound to Decime, who will walk it up. Decime will hand off to Caden Kirschbaum on the left wing. Now he'll feed cross-court to Decime for a right corner three off the back of the rim. Look good. Ryan Gorton is there for the offensive rebound. That putback is no good. And Ryan Gorton's just fouled out. As Sun Sky Buck came up with a rebound. Yeah, I said that was Sanchez Barajas. So I was incorrect. It was Sun Sky Buck. And so Gorton, right? Yep. Gorton will foul out. He'll be spelled by Judah Breithop. 3:55 to go in the game, and Gorton fouls out with 1 point. He made a free throw in the third quarter as Corrales will bring it up with 3:50 to go in the game. To Acevedo. Acevedo to, who is that? That is Zamora, I believe. Yep. Zamora then wanted to feed Acevedo and instead feeds it directly to Kyler Creeley, who will bring it up. And if wanted to feed Breithop, instead gets stolen by Acevedo, who then feeds to Creeley. It ends up going on the deck, and they end up losing it again. Now Kirschbaum is going to pull up on the left wing for three. Off the back of the rim, no good, but Kyler Creeley will come down with a rebound. He'll then feed Decime. Landon now dribbling to the top. He'll feed back to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum deep on the left wing with Buck coming out on him. Now in the corner to Breithop. Breithop throws the ball to the invisible man. It's going to be instead picked up by Acevedo coming down the left wing. And he's able to lay it up and in after faking out Kyler Creeley. Acevedo scored in every quarter, making it 53-26. And we are more than doubled up as Breithop has the ball in the corner. He'll feed to Brody Smith, who ends up getting muscled around, then goes up, has the ball partially blocked. And Sun Sky Buck. No, that was Sanchez Barajas comes up with the ball. He then will feed to Corrales, drives into the key. What the heck move was that? They're going to call a foul, and he was falling forward. Man, that was just straight up messy. And they're going to call a foul on Brody Smith. I guess they're going to say he tripped him. As Corrales will go to the line for two. This is his first trip to the line. And gets that in and out, no good. Jack Windham and Rylan Zerker to check in, as will Evan Geese. He'll spell Kyler Creeley. As the Waluke coach is calling off the dogs, as second free throw is good from Corrales. As Decime will bring it up. Coming up the right wing and wanted to feed across to Kirschbaum. Got tipped by Corrales. Caden gathers it back in. Jesus Rivera getting ready to check in. And do we end up throwing the ball away? We do. We were trying to feed Evan Geese baseline, and it was an errant pass. So Rivera will spell Zamora. And Rivera will inbound to Corrales. Rafael Rodriguez also to check in. He's probably going to spell Corrales. To Rivera, deep in the left corner, cross to Corrales. Then that was number 12, gets a shot off. Who was that? That was Jesus Rivera. Puts it off the side of the rim, and the rebound gets lost out of bounds by College Place. And as expected, Rodriguez will come, and Corrales will be done for the day. As Sanchez Barajas will inbound to Rivera, to number 3 for a long 3, ends up being no good. Kirschbaum will then bring the ball down. He wants to dribble into the key. Fakes out the defender and scoops it home right down the middle. Kirschbaum gets his first bucket since the first quarter. As Rivera will bring it up. Give on the left wing. That is to Ryland Zerker. And it just hit Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Making it 57-28. Kirschbaum shaking and baking against Rodriguez. Now feed to Geese at the top of the key to Decimate. Drives into the key, puts up a left-handed scoop shot, no good, and Rodriguez will come down with the rebound. Rodriguez will bring it up. Now dribbling on the left, he's going to feed Jesus Rivera. And feed Sanchez Barajas, who went up for three, changed his mind, gathered the ball back in, and then dropped to the deck. Recognizes that was an up and down. Oh, man. We have got, we've got our manager in the game, 24. It's a name I stopped calling as Kirschbaum ends up driving right wing. That isn't going good, but Brody Smith comes down with the rebound and gets himself a bucket. As we're under 60 seconds to go. I think that's Ramirez, number 24, as Rodriguez with Waluke has the ball. He'll turn around and pull up for three. Outs off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound. Can end up being chucked down by Judah Breithop. And Breithop will feed back to Geese. 22 on the shot clock, 26 on the game clock. And the Hawks going to fall to 1-7 as Martinez puts up a long, Martinez puts up a long three that doesn't touch anything. And Rodriguez will probably just walk it out as we're coming under 10 seconds to go. And the Hawks are going to fall to Waluke up here in Mattawa, 57-30. We'll be back with totals and what's coming up next for the Hawks when we return. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Hawks going to fall to 1-7. They were hoping to trade places with Natchez Valley, but or at least tie them in league standings. But we end up falling 57-30 without the services of John Perks. It was difficult for us to diversify our offense. So as well, Luke was more or less able to have their way with us. Let's go ahead and look at the unofficial scoring summary for the Post Warriors. Ethan Moreno with 2 points. Ryland Zerker with 3 points. Carlos Zamora, Franco Perez, Rex Buck all with 4 points. Let's see. Then we have Keaton Zerker and Jose Acevedo, each with 10 points. And then Kobe Corrales, leading all scorers on the court with 20 points. For the Hawks, Ryan Gorton with 1 point. Brody Smith with 2 points. Judah Breithop, 3 points. Landon Decime, 4 points. Evan Geese also with 4 points. Kyler Creeley with 6 points. And Caden Kirschbaum leading all Hawks scorers on the court with 10 points. Coming up next for the Hawks, we get to go through the league for the second time. This time on Tuesday, we're going to be at home hosting Natchez Valley for a rematch of a match we lost in Natchez Valley. If we can have John Perks back for that, that might be a game that we potentially can pull away. But again, unfortunately here in Mattawa, the final, Waluk 57, College Place 30. Next broadcast will be a 7:15 tip-off from College Place on Tuesday against Natchez Valley. We will see you then. You've been listening to College Place Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.